We have videos of people at other facilities saying the cops are there, bullets, people shot. I think this was a much larger attack. That's what I've got from my sources that are very, very high level. This is going to come out. What is the left going to do when it begins to come out? I believe if it comes out, it's Islamic terror. David, what do you think?
If it is, I mean, it's incredible if it comes out that it is, and they're holding that back. That's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, real quick, one thing I just want to say is had that not been the crowd it was, there would have been far more deaths. And you really have to think and thank God that the people that were there were, I'd say 20 or 30% of them were former active, were active duty or, you know, veterans that were in there. And then you had a ton of first responders in there. And they, you know, they knew how to react in that situation. You know, I didn't, we didn't. And, you know, you would have seen a lot more deaths in that scenario if that wasn't the crowd that was there.
What type of things did you see? Just the way they were rendering aid, the way they went to cover. A lot of folks started running towards the building, I know.
We were there with friends who were first responders. And when we went and took cover underneath that, the porta potty, the toilet trailer, and the bullets are coming over. It went on for 7 minutes. And our friend said, look, people are going under the stage, the bleachers of the Neon Lounge, the VIP lounge area. And so my wife and I ran across there while they were still shooting and made our way down that direction. Our friends were going to follow us. They didn't. They stayed. He carried multiple people out afterwards, he told us. And they used the fencing to carry people out. And it's the first responders, the police on the ground. I mean, everybody was pretty amazing on how they dealt.
And these are the people, you know, really doing this hard work. Meanwhile, the NFL takes a knee during the time to honor them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame.
You survived this with your family. Any other pieces of info you'd like to impart to folks?
You know, probably.
Because I've known you for a while. People would have told me 5 years ago when I first met you, and yeah, you know, you've done some work for us. You've done some nice things for the operation. Just have the goodness of your heart. If I'd have thought we'd be having a discussion of you surviving a mass terror attack, it's Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was surreal when it happened, and until you have a gun fired at you, you don't know how you respond, and you don't know what it is. And you know, people were screaming and crying and everything. And you know, just pray for all the victims. Pray for the families of the victims. I mean, those people, and donate to the victims. I mean, the funds that are out there, I think there's a GoFundMe site that
I noticed none of them are out there saying take somebody else's rights out of this. They're just such good people.
They are.
You know, we've got the war room coming up, and if you've got more to say, I'd love to have them.
I have one more thing real quick I would like to say is, you know, one of the officers that were there were doing their best with what they had. Most of those guys were only carrying sidearms. And, you know, they're trying to defend people against somebody using long arms.
And even if you had a rifle, I don't know if I'd have been shooting at the hotel because I might miss and shoot somebody else.
No,
I mean, what do you do when you're 600 yards away, even if you see the muzzle flash? I'm a good shot. I can shoot bullseye at 400 yards. But, I mean, I don't think I could make that shot 600 yards.
Where we were at that closest corner, where if you saw the video where the policemen who were hunched down behind that Mason wall, the block wall, we were 30 yards behind them. And at that point, I think you're about 250 to that window. And 250 yards, but nobody had a long gun over there. Long guns were on the backside in the trucks, on the backside of the venue. You know, the other thing is MGM owns that ground underneath that concert, and MGM owns Mandalay Bay too, right?
And there's all the weird Islamic connections.
So, yeah, it's a little too strange.
Well, this is powerful. So we've got another 3-hour show coming up. If we could, while you're here, I know you've got to go run your businesses. If you want to get with one of the folks and have them just audio record any other points you'd like to make, we'd like to air it on the War Room. Thank you so much, David. We're glad you survived. Thank God.